Vermont state lawmakers may have gone home for the year, but the work of one state house committee isn't over yet. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a panel of lawmakers will meet this summer to determine whether the state should pursue an alternative to Vermont Health Connect.
It was with much fanfare earlier this month that Governor Peter Shumlin announced the long-awaited arrival of a new piece of technology at Vermont Health Connect, the troubled health insurance exchange. Shumlin says the software will allow the state to process changes in customers' insurance status more quickly, and he says it will alleviate a customer service backlog that has caused accounting errors, wrongful policy terminations, and in some cases, delayed access to care. But House Speaker Shap Smith says he needs more evidence before he's convinced the program is fixed. And before sounding the final gavel on the 2015 legislative session, Smith authorized the House Committee on Healthcare to meet several times over the summer and fall.
The thought was that we would have the committee meet to understand whether the change of circumstances implementation had been successful, and to also look at potential alternatives for our current exchange, if we thought it was necessary.
Smith will meet with the commissioner of the department that oversees Vermont Health Connect next week for a briefing on the progress with the software fixes. Smith says he won't rely solely on administration officials to make his assessment.
It's really important to me as well to hear from Blue Cross Blue Shield and MVP to see from their perspective, how things are going.
The 11-member healthcare committee also will hear from administration officials, including Chief of Healthcare Reform Lawrence Miller. Smith says the committee's agenda will seek to answer a few key questions.
One, is it working? Two, if it isn't working, what are the alternatives? Three, how can we make sure that it's financially sustainable?
Hinesburg Representative Bill Lippert is the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Healthcare. He says he's waiting for a key decision from the U.S. Supreme Court before convening the meetings. A decision in a case known as King v. Burwell will determine whether federal subsidies are available to states using the federal version of the exchange. And Lippert says it's premature to explore alternatives until lawmakers know the answer to that question. Lippert says success with the change of circumstance technology isn't the only hurdle Vermont Health Connect will have to clear during the off session. He says the program also needs to have automated renewal functions in place by October, and he says the change of circumstance backlog, which now stands at more than 8,000 customers, has to be down to zero by October.
But I think that remains an important target as we move forward and try to determine whether we can move forward with the current exchange structure.
The committee has not yet set a date for its first summer meeting. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.